radio akwama bia si eye
Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. Apologize for the late start of the program. You're listening to Arab Arabi TV. It's another Tuesday again, and welcome to Radio Akwaaba 104.6, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. And yours truly, I'm in the studio here with you. And I've got a wonderful woman of God in the studio here with me as well. Our God reigns. Your God reigns. My God reigns.
God is mighty in quality. He's worthy of all the praise. That is why today we declare with everything inside of us that our God reigns. He's mighty.
No matter what you're going through, just say your God reigns. And He reigns. And He reigns in your situation. And He reigns in your life. And He reigns in the affairs of your health, your work, your family life. Every situation that you find yourself in, your God reigns. Let Him reign in your situation. I've got a wonderful sister of God in the studio here right with me. She carries an anointing. And I believe that by the time we walk out of the studio here, your life will never be the same. If you agree with me, wherever you are, just say, my God reigns. Your God reigns and our God reigns. Your God reigns, my God reigns. And my sister is ready, Basila is ready in the studio here right with me. And she's got a powerful word to transform your life, to transform my life. And I believe that your life will never be the same, because there's a testimony about how the Lord has been, you know, using her to touch the light of many, you know, and through Facebook and in her music. And I believe that you are next on the line to be touched and be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Welcome to the studio, Sister Basila.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, listeners at home. It is a great privilege to be here tonight. I'm very grateful to God. And thank you, Ghana Association. I want to thank my pastor, the pastor of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Auckland, New Zealand, for sending me here. So today, very quickly, we'll just be looking at something very, very important that we all talk about, that we all need at one point or the other in our lives. And today I'm talking about help. Help. H-E-L-P. Help. I know many times we've seen movies, or maybe at one time or the other, you have asked for help. There are many times I have asked for help myself. And what happens sometimes is that when we ask help from certain people, they may not respond. But there is somebody that when you ask him at all times, he's ever there to respond. Before we continue, let's just say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We worship you for this awesome time in your presence. Thank you because your word will never fail. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you said, if we can dare believe you, you will perform all that you can do. Father, as we declare your word today in the name of Jesus, perform all that you can do in Jesus' name. Let there be healings, deliverances. Let there be salvation. Let there be the opening of eyes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So we'll just be looking, taking our text from Psalms 121, Psalm 121, from verse 1 through to 8. Today we're looking at help, 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 help. It says there, it says, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, to the hills. Where does my help come from? Maybe you're listening to me today, you in your marriage, in your workplace, in your career, in your business, in your children, in any area of your life, maybe in ministry or in your relationship with God. You're like, oh, why is it like this? How do I get out of this situation? Today I bring you God's word. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. So where are you looking in that circumstance? When it seems like you are at the end of the road, where are you looking? When it seems like all that you've worked for, all your efforts are going down the drain, where are you looking? It says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from where my help comes. After working so hard and putting everything in your marriage and things look like it's not working, where are you looking? Or maybe you're in a country where you're almost being kicked out because you do not have the right papers to live there. Where are you looking? Are you looking at the lawyers? Are you looking at the counselors? Are you looking at the lecturers? Are you looking at the person that promised to give you a job? Where are you looking today? Help is coming for you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from where my help comes from. The Bible says God is in his holy temple. God lives in heaven and his footstool is on earth. He fills the whole of heaven and the earth. Where are you looking? Are you looking to man? The Bible says that vain is the help of man. Scripture says that woe is that person, cursed is that person that puts his trust in man. Where are you looking? God is willing to help you. But unless you look to him, according to Psalm 121 verse 1, says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where does my help come from? Over your wife, where are you looking? About that man, where are you looking? The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The Bible calls Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation as the Alpha and the Omega, as the first and the last. That means wherever you are, whether in the beginning, in the middle, or at the end, God is all in all. And he's just calling you and inviting you to look up to him for help. In verse 2, it says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, let's say you need a job, for example, and you are sent to maybe Bill Gates or somebody that has capacity to employ you. That man only has capacity for what he has control over. He does not have control over the entire universe. The psalmist says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. That means when you look at the whole entity, the whole universe, the all of heaven, the all of earth, and everything inside them, and you say, Father, I know you own all things. You are my helper. He's able to help you. If I look to my employer, for example, my employer only has capacity to help me in that job. If I look to my husband, for example, he only has capacity to help me to a particular level. In other words, I'm saying that human beings are limited. But when you connect to God, in verse 2 it says, my help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. And he is the one, in verse 3, it says, he will not let your foot be moved. If you feel like you are being shaken, if you feel like things are not working well, if you feel like your heart is troubled, if you feel like things are not going the way you have planned, if you feel like people have kept on disappointing you over and over and over again, help is on the way. He will not let your feet be moved. He that watches over Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. In verse 5, it says, the Lord watches over you. He keeps watch over you. Actually, Jesus said in his word, he said, why are you worrying about tomorrow? Tomorrow will worry for itself. You cost much more to me than the flowers in the field. The Bible says that Jesus explained how God would make a flower to blossom in the morning, and at nighttime the flower will wither. And it explains that God Almighty invests so much into you and I, much more than the flowers. The Bible says that if God could look after the birds of the air, that, and the ants and all of creation, how much more you and I that he has put his breath into. God is willing to help you. But first of all, according to verse 1, you must look up. Where are you looking to? Do you have faith in him? Do you trust in his capacity? Do you trust that our God is unlimited and he can do all things? The Bible says that with faith, when you have faith in God, all things are possible for you. And help will definitely come to you. But before I go on tonight, I just want you to look at a particular place in Scripture, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Before you can receive help, I know you have to pray, you have to look up to God. But there are certain times when things don't just work. When it looks like everything is at a deadlock. What do you do in instances like that? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, from verse 14. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. God is saying to you that if you can humble yourself, and if you can go before him, maybe in fasting, maybe by spending more time to him and showing him that, Father, I cannot help myself. That, Father, even human beings cannot help me. Even if I put my hope in people, they will fail me. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face. How do you seek the face of God? You go to the house of God. You spend time with God alone by yourself. You call upon him. It doesn't have to be for 24 hours. It could be little shorts of 10 minutes every day. It could be 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, 10 minutes at time, just dedicating those times to God and saying, Father, I'm seeking your face over this child. Father, I'm seeking your face over my family. Lord, I'm seeking your face about my husband. Lord, I'm seeking your face about my job. It's just about calling on him consistently. He says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, this is how to get help from God. Humble yourself before God. He says, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. So you need to seek the face of God in studying the Bible, in reading the word, in listening to messages from anointed servants of God, in listening to music, in worshiping the Almighty God, in fasting, in consecrating yourself, in setting yourself apart. You seek God and you cry to him. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face, and then it says, and turn from their wicked ways. Scripture says that God's eyes are purer than to behold iniquity. The Bible says that the way of the wicked is hard. Scripture says the wicked people will be turned to hell, and all nations that forget God. But the Bible also says that it is not God's will for any man to perish, but that all to come to repentance. So, for you to receive help, apart from seeking God, apart from looking up, like we see in Psalm 121 verse 1, that I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, apart from those, God wants you to repent of sin. And right where you are today, if you have not yet repented of sin, I just want you to open your mouth and begin to say, Father, I'm sorry. For every sin I've committed in my words, in my thoughts, in my actions, in my desires, in my intentions, in my imagination, Jesus, have mercy on me. I return to you today. I surrender my heart to you. I believe in my heart. I want you to begin to pray and say, I believe you, Jesus, the Son of God. I trust and believe you, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as my own Savior, as my own Lord, as my my Redeemer, as the Lamb of God who died for all my sins. I believe, Jesus, you were buried, but God raised you from the dead for my justification, so that I will not be condemned. I'm sorry for all my sins, Jesus. I repent of every of my sins today, Jesus, Son of God. I receive you into my heart, Jesus. I receive you into my life, Jesus, and all sins I repent of. Come into my life, Father. Forgive all of my sins, Almighty God. Wash me in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that prayer, you're born again. You're a child of God. Then your prayers will not be hindered. When you call on God, he will definitely answer you. Now let's keep going in that 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. There's an importance. You need to pray. You need to cry to God to receive help in that area where you are short. Maybe you have been sent for training. Maybe you've been going to school. You've been failing the exams. Maybe you have character defect. Maybe you have behavioral issues. Whatever it may be, he says you must pray. He says if they can humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. So whatever it is in your life that looks like a challenge, that looks like a problem, the Almighty God is ready to heal you in the name of Jesus. He's ready to heal your destiny. He's ready to heal your future. The Bible calls him the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he gave help yesterday, he's still giving help today. And he will give help tomorrow. He will continue to give help. But one condition, you need to pray. You need to seek his face. You need to turn away from your wicked ways. You need to put all of your hope in him. The Bible says, they that put their trust in God will not be put to shame. When you put all of your trust in him, he will come to your rescue. Lastly, before we just round up, the Bible talks about when Jesus was explaining to people, he said, Can you find a person that his eyes will not be single? Have you ever seen somebody looking up and looking down at the same time? It's not possible. He said, if your eyes be single, then your body will be full of light. That's what Jesus said. So if you're going to receive help from God, your look must be in one direction. It shouldn't be looking at God and looking at Satan. You shouldn't be looking at God and looking at man for help. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will bring it to pass. So today, God is ready to help you. He's the helper of the helpless. The Bible calls him the helper of the helpless. And when you see yourself as helpless before him, he's ready to come to your rescue. Let's pray before I go. I want you to begin to talk to God and say, Father, in Jesus' name, send help to me. Send help to me. In my marriage, send help to me. Over my child, send help to me. In my business, send help to me. In my education, send help to me. Father, let your favor overshadow me. Let not my feet be moved. I cry to you today. I seek your face, Father. Send help to me. I'm praying today. I'm calling on you. Send help to me in the name of Jesus. That area where you need help, maybe wife, husband, children, ministry, maybe your future, your destiny, begin to ask the Lord. Send help, oh God. Send help, mighty God. Send help, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening, listeners. I want to invite you to the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Auckland, New Zealand, number 60 Honan Place in Avondale, Auckland. Feel free to worship with us on Sundays. Our services start at 10 a.m. and on Wednesdays, our services start at 6:30 p.m. I'm sure you will be blessed. It's a place where victory is given. It's a place where prayers are answered. It is the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Auckland, New Zealand. Thank you again for listening. I hope to come again and see you next month. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for such a wonderful wonderful message. Thank you. And I believe that the Lord will be able to be blessing somebody out there. And I believe your lives as well will never be the same. Thank you very much, sister, for coming to the studio.
Yeah,
and I believe God bless you. And God bless our wonderful listeners. So this is Radio Accra 104.6 FM. And then very soon, my wonderful guest will be walking into the studio here. And we're going to have some wonderful conversation here with you, those of you out there at home. And probably would have been I think those of you who went to vote, you know your result. The results are in. You know what happened, and still keep waiting. And this is going to be a waiting game. But for the rest of us who are out there, what does this mean to us? But it's not what we're going to talk about today. But we're going to talk about something that is more related to what is happening to us back home and to the African community in New Zealand. So I'm going to go for a quick break. And when I come back into the studio here with my wonderful guest here, we're going to have some discussion on some interesting topics. So stay tuned. And yours truly, I'm going to still be with you in the studio here. So I'm going to listen to a song from Nero X, and he says, "Oh, Come Home," featuring Nana Kwame. Let's go here, and I'll come back again to you in the studio.
Forget to be a lassie.
Obiada, Obiada, Obiada.
Eba!
Okay, young Quay.
So be Tanawa, 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 Manum Gunani,
Johnny Ganaman, come on, come on, come on.
If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, you do for yourself. Miss Jama, na onye wanyamio. Miss Jama, uncle, na onye wanyamio. Na webu watan wasasido.
Hey,
my body bank over, making a envy my brother, like us to a man that a fire thing.
Hey, oh, you, yeah. And I'm almost the last one.
Oh, Nami, Nisa, Meso, me, Ninja, Nemo, Arada, Nanonso, Osu, Osu, Mimui, Mini, Gugu, Arado, for whatever, but quest never, Bibi, and you make you, Nama, Kofa. Mbo, Muru, come anymore.
Free moon. Uncle, my brother, mean your baby, no matter. Abba, no man coming up. Necessary, no, we don't know. On a no woman, you don't. Oh, no, me, no, 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 hey, me ray, me ray. Come on. Hey, me know. Bring down in the bow. Hey, hey, me know. Me know. Hey, you know me know. Bring down in the water. Hey, in the water.
Radio Kwa 104.6, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. Are you listening to Nero X and Nana Kwame?
Minya baby na mafa, aba na banko mena, na susana vida ma. Ano na bome chudam, unya minara na nemena, na mena, na nemena. Abra besa no suye na chine. I'm your love and I'm in that. In the way I'm a dish, in the way I'm in that. I'm a look at me, baby. Major Yamino, come on. Baby, John, I didn't want that. I didn't want that. Baby, yeah, yeah. Major Yamino.
Once you come to the studio, once you join us on Facebook, share the video among your friends and invite your friends to join the conversation. You're listening to Nana Kwame featuring Nero X. Shout it out to you, Ekia. You watching us all the way from Haiti. Shout out to you and a wonderful family.
What's my legacy? Straight from the Oil City.
Welcome to the studio here with us, Amit. Thanks for joining us, Amit Prasad. You join us on Facebook. This one coming from the camp of Philippa Belfi. Or see me Jimmy Dean, what is into Jodin? Okay, welcome to the studio here. And like I said, like those of you are watching, I just shared a video among Okay, yeah, so I'll get in touch with you. Thanks for watching us. I was supposed to invite you, but for whatever reason, I think you were too fast for me. So don't worry, just share the video, and I'll keep in touch with you. Life has been a little bit busy nowadays, but we get in there one day at a time. So okay, I'll get in touch with you. So those of you who are watching us on Facebook, this is and also listening to us on 104.6. This is Radio Akwaaba 104.6, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. Like the topic suggested, weaning ourselves as Africans off aid and welfare dependency. Weaning ourselves off aid and welfare dependency. So share the video, invite your friends to come and join us. This is Radio Akwaaba 104.6. I've got my wonderful guests in the studio here, and we're going to dissect and just look through the details and why we are where we are as Africans, and very important. So just a quick announcement. This one is coming from Frank, the camp of Frank. So Frank would like the Ghana Association of New Zealand to know that on the 20th of October, so one, he want to invite to thank you guys, those of you who actually use his outlet to send your items to Ghana. The items have arrived, your families have gone for them, and he's saying thank you for doing business with him and his company. And also, and besides that, on the 20th of October, another batch is going. So this one is good timing enough for Christmas. Good timing enough for Christmas. So please, if you are in New Zealand and you want to send anything, food item, product to your family in Ghana to celebrate Christmas, please contact Frank Asubot. Contact Frank. All of us, we know his number. He's the president of the Ghana Association of New Zealand. He got a credibility. He's done it many times, and many people have sent their items through him to Ghana, and has been no problem at all. So please join us and just contact him, and then he'll be able to send your product to Ghana again for you and your wonderful family. He would love to do business with you guys again. So now I'm going to come back to the studio. I'm going to play a quick video from the from Nana Arudan Kweku Fuadu, and he was sharing his I think it was about the video is on the fifth international conference on sustainable development. And he talked about Africa without aid and weaning ourselves off welfare dependency. I'm going to play the video, and after that, I'm going to come into the studio, and my wonderful guest in the studio here, we're going to dissect and think and just analyze whatever he said, and why are we where we are, and can Africa wean ourselves completely off dependency from the Western community and also from welfare? So I'm going to quickly go here, play this video, and then I'm going to come into the studio and get the view from my wonderful guest here. Okay, let's listen to another Dunko Kufuadu.
Extremely lucky today. I want to thank all of you coming from around the world and from our campus. We're lucky to have with us President Nana Akufo-Addo. And I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. But I want to say just a quick word about why Ghana is so remarkable and important for all of the topics we're going to be discussing today and tomorrow. Ghana has pioneered for the whole world, and the lessons from Ghana have now been adopted by all of Africa because of how powerful and persuasive the results are. And that is the community-based delivery of health care, especially with the community health workers. We have models on the table. They have made possible today a gift of 6,000 smartphones for the community health workers. This is on the way to universal ICT applications across the board. Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, these are people saving millions of lives. Please give them a big hand.
Hi, hello. Hello. Thank you. Hi. Yes, I want to say one more day. Hi. Hello. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We are, Jennifer, why don't you hand over one of the 6,000 phones on the way?
My duty
and that of all the members of the Advocates Group is to help mobilize political support for the realization of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which include ending poverty and hunger, improving health and education, making cities more sustainable, combating climate change, and protecting oceans and forests. All of these are aimed at promoting global development that leaves no one behind. Truth be told, the full implementation of the SDGs in Africa cannot be done with a mindset of dependence. This has to change, and it begins with identifying our priorities and implementing them. Our first priority must be to change the structures of the economies on the continent, which are dependent largely on the production and export of raw materials. It is this reliance on raw materials that feeds our dependence on foreign aid and subjects us to the politics of the West. We cannot be doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. Africa needs to transform stagnant, jobless economies built on the export of raw materials and unrefined goods to value-added economies that provide jobs, to build strong middle-class societies and lift the masses of our people out of dire poverty. To guarantee an Africa beyond aid, Africa must breed a new generation of leaders. Leaders who are committed to governing their peoples according to the rule of law, respect for individual liberties and human rights, and the principles of democratic accountability. Leaders who are looking past commodities to position their countries in the global marketplace. Leaders who are determined to free their peoples from a mindset of dependence, aid, charity, and handouts. Leaders who are bent on mobilizing Africa's own immeasurable resources to resolve Africa's problems. Leaders who recognize the connectedness of their peoples and economies to those of their neighbors. This new generation of African leaders must help bring dignity and prosperity to our continent and its peoples. Once again, I thank you sincerely for making me a part of this conversation. Thank you, and may God bless us all.
Okay, so back into the studio here. So I'm back into the studio. So those of you who listen, that was the president of Ghana, His Excellency Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. He was at the 5th International Conference on Sustainable Development. And in this conference, he was talking about the need for us as Africans to wean ourselves of aid and also welfare dependency. And that is very, very important for us as a people, for us as Africans to be able to have it. And he talked about building a new generation of leaders who are going to be able to think outside the box, who are going to actually move ourselves off the product, transforming the product we got and actually making ourselves more marketable around the world. So it's very important for us as a people. So I'm going to come to the seat here, and Kwasi is ready. Ima is ready. Kwasi is ready. We are coming.
No. You have to be ready.
Okay. You look a bit like Nano.
Okay, I'm going to come into the studio here, and please share the video and invite your friends to join us, because the focus is that we are winning. We need to wean ourselves off welfare dependency. That's very important for us, because for us, Africa has been known for the fact that we are always dependent on the welfare from the Western community. They give us something, they want something back, and we've been complaining about the way things are being done. And we feel that this is about time that things need to change. The youth need to rise up. But we cannot rise up until our mentality, the way we think and the way we look at things, is changing. So that is what the president of Ghana, that was a wonderful speech. But is it only speech? Or is it actions related? So let me. I'm going to come to the studio here, and I've got my wonderful guest in the studio here with me, and I think Ima and Kwasi are here. Let me do this. Ima and so who's going first? Ima or Kwasi?
Ima is going.
Yeah. Fine, okay. Let him go to Ima. Yes. Ima. Nana, you've watched the whole video, and And what do you think? Is it just talks, or is it
So let me thank you so much. Good evening to our listeners, and good morning to Ghanaians who watch us, and anybody from anywhere of the world just saying hello. I think to put this in perspective, you see, the speech is one of the greatest I've listened to It's very encouraging, it's very motivating. But again, just to start on the premise, you ask the question, is it only speech? Obama during his campaign, 2008, said something that people are accusing him that he just motivating, he's just encouraging, he's just talking. And he said, for the greater things that have been done in this world, it all started by the word. I don't want to sound Christian.
Yeah.
Whatever has been done, done by the word. So speaking the right word, giving people that sense of direction is all that we need.
Yeah.
Now let's put it in perspective properly.
Yeah.
Akufo-Addo went to the UN General Assembly. That was the first one he gave for the Sustainable Development Goal meeting, and on the bigger plenary for the United General the second United General Assembly.
Yeah.
Another wonderful speech as well. But you see, when we say a speech is good, you want to go back and ask yourself, what was he trying to do? So we go back and look at the theme of that conference. The theme is focusing on people, striving for peace and a decent life for all on a sustainable planet. But if you look at the theme and you go back and look at what he said, then of course you can't, there's nothing more to say than to say that was a well written, a well read, a well delivered and communicated. There were communication, the sense of how he looked, his posture, his demeanor, and how he carried himself delivering that speech was just splendid.
Yeah.
What did he say? Again, if you want to look at the details, I want to start from where you want us to start from, which is asking us about whether it's just speech or in terms of how do we go beyond aid. And if there's any word that caught my attention, it's what he said. And this is what he said. We don't want to be a scar on anybody's conscience. That is profound. We don't want to be a scar on anybody. I don't know. But for me, I've felt this. You see, I was walking down in front of AUT, and I saw this bus stop. On that bus stop was a picture of an African, a mom and a child. Mameno, she was dressed but semi-dressed, and the child with some flies on her face, semi-naked as well. And this was a picture on that bus stop asking for aid for Africans. And that's the scar that we have left on the mind of people across the world. And I was so touched when I heard him say that. If you walk down the street, because I don't know, but sometimes people come to you.
I've come across so many of this, as you're saying. Yeah. And sometimes it's hard, it's heartbreaking. You see, you can't even comprehend.
Absolutely. And that's the scar. That's what people think about us. And so you see, when people go to school and our kids go to school, and they come sometimes, they say, our teachers say we should bring money for donation to be given to poor people.
ask
them, where are they taking it to? They're taking it to Africa. So that is how we are perceived. And so if for nothing at all, that consciousness, and we don't need money from anywhere.
We've got the money.
The money is there. The money is there. I think this is one thing that is I'm taking on. If for nothing at all, this is something that came directly for me. I don't want to be a scar on the conscience of other people. Other people must live their lives, and I must also live my life to the fullest that God created me to be. What else do you expect from the president? It's not just about words. It's about giving you that sense of purpose, that sense of direction, that you can be better.
Yeah.
As if you tie that in with what he said on the latter part, and he said something that Ghanaians are free to accept challenges across the world. So you and I are free to live in New Zealand and be the best you want to be.
Yeah.
We can live in the United States, in the UK, to be the best we want to be. But he said something. He said it's okay to do it, but he's looking for a day that Ghanaians will not see going out of Ghana as the only way to survive. And people will not cross the Sahara and die.
Mediterranean Sea.
Absolutely. And that's profound. That is profound.
Yeah.
So we are looking for a new direction where people will stay back home and find a reason to survive. Because the country will provide the necessary environment for you to live and be the best you want to be. So of course, to me, this is not just, I know people are, there have been an argument on social media. That's okay. These things come up and people argue is the best, it was not the best. But my question is,
If you want to review a speech, you look at the theme for which it's set out to address, you look at the person who delivered it and the content of it, and how that speech sought to achieve what is sought to do. And for me, I don't want to use the word great. I don't want to say it's perfect. But it's one of the best for me. And I know we, as we move along, we discuss it further.
Okay. So So let me come to Kwesi here. Kwesi. Why don't I just shout out some wonderful guests out there who are actually watching us on Facebook and giving their contribution? Okay. Kriya, you've been very active here. Amit is also is out there. Let me see who else is here. There are quite a few people here. I think their names just disappeared. Prince Korean also, you're watching us from India. Okay, yeah. And Salama too also say hello to you guys. And
I like the name Salama too.
We are Fia Kenten also watching us on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Collins Jemfi is out there. Collins is watching us also. There are quite a lot of you are watching us, but just when you join us, tell us where you are watching us from, and I'm going to shout out to you and a wonderful family. Kwesi.
Hello to all our viewers. Yeah, I don't think we have much time.
Yeah.
But anyway, hello to you guys out there.
Mm.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm 100% agree with him.
Mm.
And they speak. Many people, anybody goes to United Nations, they address something.
Yeah.
And everyone's message is important.
Yeah.
You see. But, you see, he mentioned about mindset.
Mm.
And he's 100% right. Our mindset has been set in a different way that is not really helping us.
Yeah.
And he also mentioned repeat. Like we have to repeat the same thing over and over. How do you expect different results?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Mm.
And he's talking about the hangout. Or what do you call it? Donations. You see? And for example, you live with your mom. And how long can you donate to your mom? Even your mom is about maybe 70 years. And you are now a young man working. And your mama, you are taking care of your mom or your dad. See how... What you go through. Mm. Is a lot. You see what I mean? So now he's trying to say that we can do better than what we are doing at the moment.
Mm.
For example, when he promised about the school feeding program and all that, people doubted him.
Yeah.
But he said, no, we're going to try it.
Like you doubted him.
Oh, no, we are like that, though. Okay, let me say, so Akia says true talk, sorry, okay. Akia says true talk. Ibrahim Sela Ahmed says, I'm watching you live in New York.
Thank you so much.
Teresa Doe say true talk, bro. Cosmos Fenuku say, how long have you been in Ghana? Let's go ahead, question. Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
You were talking about bringing the corruption down.
Yeah.
The corruption, even if anyone tells me that he's going to wipe out corruption, that means you're going to get us all killed. Because corruption is a DNA.
But
this
corruption is the DNA.
DNA. You know what I mean? Everyone, doesn't matter you come from New York or whatever. No, they may have a different names.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at least he's bringing ourselves to realize that we can do more. You see, when you listen to Abronye, you listen to Fabio Wosso, you listen to this man, the one who used to live in America.
And okay, Teresa also says, I'm watching from Australia. Yeah. Okay,
and you talk about the corruption that's been going on. And it didn't start today.
Mm.
Maybe 30 years ago or 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been amounted.
Yeah.
And we're not really doing something about it. I realize it. Anyway, J.J. Rollins tried to do something about it a long time ago.
Mm.
But it didn't really work.
Mm.
That's now maybe produced maybe 90%.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? But now he's bringing us to our conscience.
Mm.
So, no, we can do better. I've watched so many of his speeches.
Mm.
About, say, Ghana, we produce about 60%, Ghana and Ivory Coast, of cocoa beans.
Mm-hmm.
And 2015, between Ghana and Ivory Coast, maybe less than maybe 6 billion we shared among ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the profit that made outside was over 100 billion.
Mm.
Isn't no? I mean, when you listen to this, you're about to cry.
Yeah.
Especially me come from a family background.
Yeah.
And I've been called like dollar a day.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So what happens to my maybe $20?
Yeah.
So it's all about, let us all wake up. Let us all work together.
Yeah.
And I quite like that he met a foreign president.
Yeah.
He said, no, we are now trying to work together as a team to fight, achieve the same goal.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So, I really don't have really much problem with with what he said, but I want to see action, just like maybe how he has started it. Free HS.
Okay, so Frank has joined us on Facebook. Licky also joined us on Facebook. Licky watches us in New Zealand. Okay, you go ahead, yeah.
And I don't want him to, along the way, that you see what we do to ex-president, what do you call it, Medofada Adame. I want him, you know, to push ahead. Say, we are going here. We need a leader.
Okay, yeah.
You see what I mean? We don't need a ruler.
Mm.
We need somebody who would lead us.
Yeah.
And this man looks like he's trying to lead us.
Because you have a nice dimples.
Thank you very much. To lead us. See, especially our mindset. Our mindset.
Yeah, yeah.
Is so corrupt.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
even advise your brother, have you got a job? Where are you going to work? Maybe airport. You are lucky. And if your brother go and work in the airport, and he didn't bring something home, you see him as a stupid man.
Yeah.
That's the mindset.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
From our childhood.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do we change it?
Yeah.
I'm going to change people's mindset,
mm-hmm.
which is very important.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
if you don't have a right mindset,
mm-hmm.
whatever we will do is still going to not get anywhere.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So I like that, especially the mindset.
Okay, mindset. Okay, yeah. Okay, mindset. But let's move from, now we talk about the speech. Wonderful speech, inspiring speech, and okay, Pastor Mark, because he says, okay, but we need to move from the speech to the action. Okay, so Pastor Mark has joined us from Australia. From,
Pastor, hello.
You joined us from Australia from International Central Gospel Church. You joined us, you're watching us from Australia. Okay, Ima, now, we've moved from the speech.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about the building of the leaders. They are going to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to look within and build our own. Like, you know, you got a cocoa. You mentioned about we got the money and the product back home. But how are we going to transform these things into something sustainable that our people can actually benefit from? So what is your take on shifting from the speech, your next point? Because you mentioned earlier on that you're going to come to other part of the speech as well.
Yeah, but you see, just to pick up on what he said and what you also said, that he's talking about the fact that you've taken steps to talk with Cote d'Ivoire, for example, on ways to make sure that, because we are the leading producers of cocoa in the world. And so if you have that muscle where we come together and agree on how much you want to sell it. And of course, remember, he's also trying to grow companies in Ghana, which are looking at processing our cocoa beans. So that we are not just relying on selling them, but we can also produce them and use them within the country. Now, back to what you asked in terms of growing leaders. What he said was he wants to build a Ghana which looks to the use of its own resources and their proper management as a way to engineer social and economic change in Ghana. That's profound. What he's trying to say is that people need to begin to see that growing Ghana will not be done by people outside Ghana. Growing Ghana will be done by us. Ghanaians. And therefore, if you have any part of the country that you're managing, your role is to grow Mother Ghana. Your role is not just for your family and for yourself. The reason we do that is because in most instances, much of the monies that we use come from outside the country. They come as foreign aid. And so we don't see how our own money gets turned around to be used by us. Now, if you look at the history, pool tax, land tax, and all those, they were seen as the colonizers demanding of us to give them money. The government itself has not been understood by us. That is for the people, by the people, and for the people. Why you know in this country that you pay taxes, and your taxes are what is being used to support and build the society? Otherwise, we don't see it like that. Most of us do not think in that perspective, which is that if I go to work and I work hard, I'm growing my country. That used to be when Nkrumah came and Nkrumah took over, the young pioneers, getting the Ghanaians to feel that we can do it. It's our own country. Let's grow it. Let's build it for ourselves. That spirit is gone. And so we need to rekindle that. That's what he's trying to do, which is he's trying to be selfless. Even how he's dressing these days and how he comes out. And people are buying into it. Young people are now wearing African clothes. Wherever we find ourselves, we are trying to portray ourselves as proud Ghanaians. Is that something? Ghanaians take challenges outside, but we will be treated with dignity. And that's very profound.
If
you listen to most of the American, the black Americans, the challenge people have, and the reason why most people will not say they're African American
is because they don't want to associate themselves with the brand Africa.
Mm.
Because that brand is poverty. That brand is hustle. That brand is hunger. Mm. That brand is...
angry as well.
Of course. It's something that you don't want even to tell somebody that I'm African.
Mm.
And you see, we all want to buy good brands.
Mm.
Because you want to associate yourself with something that is good.
Mm.
If you're able to transform that, if you're able to begin to see that growth in Ghana, then that pride will come again. That pride of, yes, I'm a Ghanaian, will set in. But that will come from the change in our mindset.
Yeah.
And I like how he started it.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for long life, I pray for strength, I pray for direction. And hopefully, he's able to carry us through what he has set out to do. And he says something also. He says that he's not oblivious. He's not going to loosen himself and say it's going to be easy. He knows it's going to be
tough,
a difficult challenge. But he's up to it. And he's up for it. And that's what we need. You see, the man has shown, and that's why I sometimes on social media, when people say it's just a speech, I'm like, oh, let's see. You see, I started by Obama has said it.
Yeah. Well, if it is, I hope this time it's not, just a speech.
Because he says that I'm giving you free SHS, and he has done it, and he says that it's okay.
Yeah.
We have, let's make the mistakes.
Yeah.
Let's learn from it.
Yeah.
And let's improve it.
What I'm trying to say is, let us doubt him. But I don't know, finish. Let me finish. When you are talking, you know, that's why I always come in and say, so doubting Nana means we are trying to push him to Nana to prove to us that we are doing it.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
you see, and that's,
so put it in a way that we don't want him to take our trust for granted.
Trust for granted. we've been there before. You see what I mean? You've been there before, so we don't want to be there two times or three times. So it's good that we doubt him.
Yeah.
But so we expect him to deliver.
Yeah, yeah.
He just started. You know what I mean? For the 8 months, it's not too bad. And that doesn't mean that ex-president didn't do anything. He also did a lot. He also had his plan. You know what I mean? He had his plans. He built motorways. He built schools. Everybody, president does a lot of things. But what does he do? They do bigger things instead of starting from the smaller things. You see, that's why Kwame Nkrumah was so perfect, because he started from both, especially smaller things, like talking about the farm brigade and all that. You see, it was small, but in the long term becomes huge.
Okay, so let's look at this, Oima. So let's look at when we were talking about building leaders who are actually going to be able to inspire people and challenge the youth to be able to rise up and do something, do something extraordinary. One of my friends told me that the mentality of African leaders is that when they come on and then they build a road, they build a school, they think they've done it. But if you give the money available to any 15-year-old boy and ask him that I'm giving you the resources, the money, I'm giving you the people, the contractors, and I'm giving this, what do you want to do? The child will say, I'm going to build schools, I'm going to build hospitals, I'm going to build the road. If you give the child the money and the people, the child can do it. So you don't need to be an extraordinary person to be able to build road.
I think your friend is right to a extent. He's saying that any child, if you ask them what they will do, will say the same, which is true.
Yeah.
But of course, you can't also belittle the impact of what they need for us to build, improve on our infrastructure. We need it. If you want to grow a good economy,
you're
talking about cocoa here.
Yeah.
If you want to cut cocoa from the villages to the cities, you need a good road.
Yeah.
If you get even the rails, all the better. Because then you save more money.
Yeah. Because what he's trying to say is, our politicians, they try to take too much credit. For whatever.
But you see, what I'm trying to say is that it's in their right to take credit for it.
Yeah.
We live in New Zealand, okay? Let's give credit as well. Because if to do that, it might take some planning, it might take some negotiation to sign the contract, to get the money and all that. So let's. But what I think what he's trying to say, and what Kojo is also trying to put across, is that there are bigger things you need to worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, our people are living in poverty.
We live in
very fertile lands, but people are hungry.
Yeah.
We can't go all season.
Mm.
We do our farming mostly in the rainy season, dry season.
And even now, when the food also comes, there's no storage.
Yeah.
It goes rotting.
No good processing.
Yes.
So those are very big issues that we need to address.
Mm. Yeah.
And that, of course, I think is the focus of this government.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cannot say that constructing road is good.
Yeah,
but
again,
what I would rather would want us to look at is the cost of those contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Contracts, as you may want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the cost,
mm-hmm.
and I think recently the senior minister, Safmaf, was complaining about this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at, in terms of building schools, building roads,
mm-hmm.
and how much we are charging the government for.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, there's been some revelation. If you look at some of the contracts that have been given to Zoom Lion,
mm-hmm.
we are buying bins.
Mm-hmm.
There's the waste bin and the cost of it. The plastic you are going to put inside that waste bin, the cost of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask yourself, where are we buying it? And you are told they are virgin material.
Mm-hmm.
What type of virgin? I don't know
if you can help us.
It's all part of cleanup that we need to do. Because we all know there's a lot of corruption, and we know how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we cannot sit here and be holy.
Mm-hmm.
We are not holy.
There's a comment on Facebook. Then I want to tie in what you're just saying.
Mm-hmm.
From Ibrahim Salah Ahmed. He says, we're talking about judicious use of our resources.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, the officials came to New York. The officials came to New York. And instead of making deals with other countries for the benefit of Mother Ghana, they were rather shopping very, very expensive clothing, dinners in a big restaurant. It's just a shame.
I think this has come on social media. I've seen some videos, but I didn't see the Ghanaian. I think he's there. It'll be interesting. Ibrahim, I don't know.
Mm.
He may be there, he may be in Auckland, but you probably might not go in front of Pullman Hotel.
Yeah.
You may not see it.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to get his evidence.
Yeah.
Because some of us, if you want to lay the blame, we should support it with evidence. I'm challenging him.
Yeah.
You're happy to get his video, if you can share with us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because I saw the video of the Senegal delegate.
So I would want to.
I'm not holding brief.
Mm.
What I'm saying is that.
And even
if. Ronaldo, we know.
Yeah.
Ronaldo has been in government before.
Mm-hmm.
When he was a foreign minister, never once did he travel and came back and claim any allowances.
Yeah.
And people who have worked with him know him.
Yeah.
So I'll be shocked to the bone to see Ronaldo traveling today and shopping.
So
who were those who were shopping?
Yeah.
And so I'm saying this because, you see, it's easier to tag people negatively, but it will be difficult to defend it. So let's be clear and let's know what the facts are. If they did that, of course, we'll come here next week and condemn it.
Yeah.
Because you can't say one thing and be doing something else.
Of course,
that is uncalled for.
Yeah.
And if that was the issue, then of course the president, whether he was part or not, we need to take action, whichever way possible.
Ibrahim is okay. That's a response to your comment. The question. So talking about we were saying something before I came in with the question from Ibrahim, from the comment from Ibrahim. So what do you we got to say? What were you saying earlier on?
Well, I think we have bound it all. What we are trying to talk, what I was trying to say, like the mindset, and talking about the Zoom Lion, all this.
Yeah.
So I was just talking about it. It's all about the cleanup.
By the way, what's veggie material? I don't know what is that.
Maybe you have to go to Cyclopedia. You see, our businessmen and our politicians, they got a very good English. Even sometimes Queen Mother herself will not even know.
Ibrahim said thanks for a comment.
So that's the cleanup that we all have understanding that is bounding us.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we clean all this up?
Mm-hmm.
Is what I mean? Or how do we control it?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Okay, so by the way, sorry. So those of you who are listening,